Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hanley, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson at your service today.
A little air band going there in the opening.
Yes, exactly right. Aaron Tippin's coming to the neighborhood, right?
He is. He's coming to Shooting Star Casino with the Roots and Boots Tour, I believe it's called, with Colin Ray. And December 17th up in Manoman, Minnesota.
Can you arrange an interview with us on the program?
I'm way ahead of you on that.
Are you?
I am.
Usually they stay in and around for the Shooting Star Casino, which is Manoman, Minnesota, be north of Detroit Lakes for folks that are more familiar with Four Bears and Prairie Knights and some of the others in western North Dakota, Spirit Lake. Shooting Star is north of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. A lot of the artists stay in Fargo.
Yeah, they do.
They come and fly into Fargo and then bus up to Manoman. So why don't you lasso him in here when he...
I shot an email to his publicist and waiting to hear back.
Exactly.
We'll just hang out at the airport until they arrive. And
yeah, yeah, all groupie-ish. Yeah.
I have a big sign there. Aaron, we're your ride. And then we bring him over to the Flag Studios. There we go.
My wife and I were flying out somewhere and hadn't quite got into the security line, and I saw Rodney Atkins. And I think he was just coming in for a concert for Ribfest, as I remember, a few years ago.
Oh, yep.
And just a shrimp of a guy. You know, I don't know why.
All those guys aren't as big as you think they are.
Yeah, the videos, they look like big, strapping lumberjack kind of guy. And but I recognized him right away just because of the hat, and he's a recognizable guy. So my wife did something she never does. She went over for a quick hello and a picture.
There you go.
She likes Rodney Atkins. I do, too.
And being a country artist, I'm betting she got that.
She did. Very very kind, very sweet.
They are very,
wonderful.
Always super nice.
Yep. In fact, he was a string of selfies he had to do with people on the on the way down the escalator. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're really nice. You know, I had a time or a year or two in the country world, KYCK, down in... Crookston, Minnesota, later Grand Forks, Kick FM, Kicker, we called it, and then also KOKK in Huron, South Dakota. And spent some time with the Oak Ridge Boys and the Statler Brothers over the years. Oak Ridge Boys are just delightful people, delightful, just wonderful. Remember when we had Carl Rove and Minot for the Hoost Fest one year? He was inducted into the North Coast Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And he and Wayne Stenger were in College Republicans together. So Wayne came up, and the two of them are just like two kids going to all the food stands and everything. And Carl sees me and says, let's go meet the Oaks. He knew the Oak Ridge Boys from somewhere, just right-wing, just our kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
Right-wing, I hate that phrase. Why'd I use that? But, you know, they were Rodney Atkins would say, these are my kind of people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So common sense.
Exactly right. So it was fun to hear the Oak Ridge Boys who were, I forget. They were just riffing on Karl Rove about how bad Obama was. It was hilarious because, of course, Karl Rove was the deputy chief of staff for George W. Bush for 8 years, and Obama had taken over shortly thereafter. But it was fun to be backstage and see him being real and all that stuff. So it's great fun. Great fun. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and we have a little tradition here on What's on Your Mind. You guys remember what the survey question is?
Favorite side dish?
White or dark?
I know.
Todd's got it. White or dark. Exactly right. So,
is your favorite side dish, though, now that you mention it?
It changed year to year, but
it's my mom's wild rice hot dish. My mom's wild rice.
And there you go.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wild rice hot dish.
Yep. Super easy. Wild rice, cream of mushroom soup, some watercress, mushrooms. Ooh, fantastic.
I don't remember where I had this, but you mentioned hot dish, and I instantly think Nephla hot dish.
You had it out west. You had where were we? You were in Stanley. Where were you? Minot, maybe?
I don't remember, but yeah. It was like I died and went to heaven.
Yeah. It sounded really good.
But to me, Thanksgiving dinner would be lumpy potatoes, Todd. Would be my answer.
Oh, there you go.
Favorite
kind of tradition, right?
I like the lumps then.
Oh, the mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like skin on, too.
What'd I say?
Lumpy mashed potatoes.
But... Yeah, lumpy mashed potatoes. Todd, about
sweet
you?
Potatoes.
Seriously, how you and Maria got
No, not much, really, for me.
Me either.
Really?
It's long.
Those are... They're good for you. Now, the fact that we had brown sugar and marshmallows and stuff may detract from that a little bit.
Right,
but,
yeah. Orange potato seems like a Halloween dish gone bad or something.
The only tip I had was cook your turkey upside down. Cook it breast down.
Yeah.
Much better. You have a much moister turkey.
One of my favorite maestros of the kitchen, Chef Kim Holmes, taught me that years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
Ran Sanders Restaurant in Grand Forks. We have men. And I'd tell you, he just would have your mouth watering just talking about the moisture that adds to the the breast in a turkey to cook it upside down.
I've done them. I've deep fried them. I've done the can up the wazoo kind of way to do it. I've done all of it. And breast down, simple breast down.
You didn't try to do the deep fried in the garage trick, did you? I see those YouTube videos where people set their places on fire thinking, oh, this will be clever.
I have two turkey fryers. You guys ever want to two? I have two of them, because we use one for the turkey, and then the other one we'll get fries going in, or we do fish fries. It's great for doing fish fries.
Ah, there you go.
I have two of them going.
Beautiful. So the question of the day is very simple. White meat or dark meat, what's your preference? Now, this is the dumbest question in the world to me, because it's so obvious that white meat is superior to the dark meat.
Right.
It's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Like...
You're one of those right wingers. You would say that
now, though, isn't it?
But it probably is. Yeah, you know, white turkey matters.
Turkey matters. You're gonna go viral with that one.
Exactly.
You're gonna get demonized. He said
white
it.
White meat or dark meat? What's your preference on Turkey Day? Let us know. Here's the number: 701-258-0550. And answering that question today could get you a wait for it. Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Todd is wearing his Let's Go Brandon hat today. We have Let's Go Brandon t-shirts from NoDakTees.com. NoDakTees.com. Start your Christmas shopping early. No supply chain issues at our friends at Media Shack. There you go, ladies.
My friend Joe gave me this, but he wouldn't give me an FJB one because he said you can't say that on the radio. And I'm like, it sounds like initials. You can't say the words, but
that's
I can't
I'm
wear
thankful.
The hat on the radio? What?
I'm thankful for Let's Go Brandon because it cleaned up the whole Let's Go Brandon meaning, and also a little way to vent our frustration with a little humor.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you to that reporter who's
currently we're all wrong in the
famous
turkey thing. The best turkey meat is ham.
they've confused their holidays.
Oh, yeah.
They've confused their holidays.
There you go.
Did you guys see the PETA? PETA's a little butthurt.
Oh, no. Now what?
Yeah. Imagine being stuffed at Thanksgiving.
I am every Thanksgiving.
Right?
What PETA doesn't realize is that turkeys were put on this earth by God for us to eat. How do you think the pilgrims survived?
What are we supposed to eat, a tofu turkey?
They're not in on God's plan. It's just amazing to
me. What's a PETA Thanksgiving meal then? What are we supposed to be eating
leaves.
So we can to be
leaves.
Correct now?
Grass and leaves, I guess. They can have that. James Golden, also known as Bull Snurley, will talk about his new book about Rush Limbaugh. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment also on today. But this most of this first hour, the big question, white meat or dark meat. Jack and Bismarck, you're first to go. What would you say?
Well, I like dark meat.
That's fine.
Put him down. Yeah.
I'll reluctantly put a check in the dark meat column first today on the program.
We're apparently eating all white meat here, so there's plenty for you, Jack. I mean,
why do you like dark meat better than white meat, Jack? Let me drill down a little bit on the question.
Well, I like the dark meat of the turkey for the same reason I like the gross. grosses mostly dark meat, and it has a better flavor.
For the flavor. Got it. All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Randy, wherever you are, white meat or dark meat, tell me what you like, Randy.
White meat.
Thank you. Why do you like white meat better?
That's my preference.
That makes sense.
Because I said so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't ask any more questions, Henan. Answered your dumb survey.
Okay. You already said white meat was best. What are you arguing with me for?
Right. Jim Mandan, white meat or dark meat? What's your preference?
Well, you know, white meat is good on sandwiches, but dark meat is by far the highest standard meat that you can get.
By highest standard, you mean what? Like you're getting the most...
It is the best, has the best taste, has the best flavor. It just, you can't beat it.
So you've given me two votes here. One for white meat on the sandwich, which, by the way, I agree with you. Salt, pepper, buttered up bun. Man, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. But dark meat superior. Do you want two votes? You like? Are you part of the Biden regime here? Or what do you...
No. I'm a Trumpster. Definitely right, so
you can't vote twice then. You're going to choose dark on that.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
President Trump's next big rally is going to be epic. It's going to happen soon. And Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live. That's right. Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at Newsmax. Now you know why I love them. Get from Newsmax the info on Trump's rally and his big announcements. Text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. And get Trump news, too. You bypass the big media. You get the real news from Newsmax. So just join that Trump list today. Zone to 39747. And make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and let them know you can switch. And it's free. Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV. And don't forget the app. Get the news you can really trust from Newsmax. Text Zone to 39747.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, what's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Bucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I have a 2018 Chevrolet Tahoe Premier to tell you about today, okay? Only 59,000 miles on this. It's pretty amazing. Ecotec 3, 6.2 liter V8, plenty of power. By the way, I have a 2020 Chevy Silverado Trail Boss from Pucklich, the one we take to farms and ranches and have such a fun time with. It is just about to be at 50,000 miles on a 2020. This one only has 9,000 more miles, and it's a 2018. Think about that. Low mileage, powered up, white with jet black interior. Got that folding third row seat in the Tahoe Premier. And Premier means it's loaded. Literally everything from the heated seats and steering wheel, the lane keep assist, the backup camera, the whole thing. Our friends at Pucklich specialized in single-owner vehicles. This thing was $60,000. They're going to take not $1,000, but $2,000 off if you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind. $2,000 savings today. The 2018 Chevrolet Tahoe Premier with less than 60,000 miles on this. Holy buckets. This one is at the Valley City store. That's Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC. And, of course, Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. What's on your mind? Wednesday edition, big survey today, white meat or dark meat. And by the way, anything on your mind, let's have at it today. I have to tell you what's on my mind. What an incredible opportunity the state of North Dakota and innovators in North Dakota were afforded yesterday by the visit of Bank of America President and CEO Brian Moynihan. So Brian Moynihan is a veteran of Wall Street, been there forever. Bank of America, you know, was the second is the second oldest bank in North, in the United States of America. It was founded like 5 years after the United States was formed. Think about that. Been around, you know, 240 years. Phenomenal. And the president and CEO was there through all the too big to fail years and all that. Sat down for an hour and a half and heard, it was like Shark Tank. Guys, it was like Shark Tank. There's all these innovative ideas to say, hey, look at us.
Yep.
Look at what's here.
Hey.
here's what's happening in oil and gas. We have the cleanest barrel of oil in the world.
Not for long.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because you got Joe Biden working for you, against you.
The beautiful thing about the innovation that happens here is it's for the long haul. Right? Think about carbon capture. One of the guys from Denver got up and said, as big as the oil and gas industry is, when you look 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, carbon capture and carbon utilization. So, for instance, the reason coal has a big old target on its back is because of carbon, right? Greenhouse gas emissions.
Right.
Carbon, bad, coal bad. Well, guess what? If you're able to capture the carbon, utilize the bad's no longer there. So you've solved the problem.
Now, it sounds like it's renewable, possibly. You'd be renewing something.
Well, yeah, in a way it is, yeah. Right? And, you know, the different fuel sources that are emerging, hydrogen from natural gas, again, you're capturing the carbon. You're greening up the hydrogen. Now, it's a game that sometimes makes me ill, the whole carbon trading thing and everything else. But it's unbelievable where we live. First of all, we take dead leaves and turn them into jet fuel. Think about that. All right, deadly. In fact, jet fuel is one of the big pain points because these rich people like to fly around in their jets, and they have all this guilt because of the carbon that it burns, right? Brent Stanford, the lieutenant governor, gave a great presentation of sort of everything from coal, oil and gas, hydrogen, everything that's happening here. And the only thing that slows its progress is capital, which is money, investment. Now, the reason the capital is hard to come by is because the people who invest capital, the institutional investors, the people who have the money to invest in things, they are bullied to stay away from anything to do with fossil fuels. But the solutions to fix all the bad, again, I'm using their terms because I don't think it's bad. I think God gave us coal. I think God gave us oil and gas to use. But guess what else God gave us? In the great state of North Dakota, places to store the stuff they say is bad. So capture it, put it back in the ground. And what I was getting at is the fellow from Denver said, the carbon capture and carbon utilization economy will dwarf oil and gas. Think about that.
Wow. Yeah.
And guess what? We in North Dakota, because of our geology, are at the epicenter of that. So is Joe Biden a disaster for this country and for the oil and gas industry? Absolutely. But guess what? The power we have to provide solutions for what is perplexing the world right now, all these, we need to be carbon neutral by 2030, 2050, all these woke companies talk about it. North Dakota can actually solve the riddle. It's unbelievable. And Senator Kevin Cramer, because he's on the banking committee and basically has talked truth to power to these companies to say, you know what? You can't only be controlled by the left loud voices in your left ear. You need to listen with your right ear as well, and we have the solutions right here. And yesterday at NDSU, hosted by Scott Bollier, who is the dean of the College of Business at NDSU, and Senator Kevin Cramer, one of the top CEOs of the banking world in the entire, not only USA, but the whole world, sat and listened for 90 minutes about it. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Very glad to be there. Pretty amazing. White meat or dark meat is our survey, and Todd has a number. If you're watching the stream, you'll know the number. When we hit that number of answers, we'll give away a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Okay? Todd, you're up for that drill, aren't you? That's what Todd does.
Yeah.
He picks the winners here. In. And we'll have one this hour, one next hour. Jerry and Bismarck, white meat or dark meat?
I prefer dark meat, but my favorite is prime rib.
he's a red meat lover.
Red meat guy.
All right, I'm going to start a list on red meat as well. Now, this is a Thanksgiving Day turkey survey. It's not, every day of the week, because every day of the week, I'm with you 100%. It's red meat or, you know.
Yeah, but we normally have prime rib on Turkey Day and Christmas.
Are you really good for you?
We're mixing nice this year, too. Yeah, we had Thanksgiving with the in-laws last Saturday, so we're doing surf and turf.
Well, Todd and I had our Thanksgiving with Steve Swan and Steve Herman
and the
crew with the Veterans Center. Yep. Creighton, here on South Dakota, white meat or dark meat, sir?
Well, I've got kind of a conundrum on that for you, and that's, yes, put the turkey upside down, and then I make whoever's making the turkey, my daughter, whatever, pin the wings up onto the top. But now the wing on one end has got a little bit of white meat on it there, and the rest of it's dark meat. So I'm not real sure. It's kind of, like I say, it's a conundrum. But at least I don't have to fight for the white meat or anything, because those wings are mine, period.
I hear you. Those wings are really, really good. Take the break to decide. You can't be a Biden voter here and vote twice. Take the moment to decide.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Daryl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. It should be noted a 6th person has now died, a young child passed Tuesday from their injuries. On a follow-up, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting at a park in Aurora, Colorado that left 6 teenagers wounded. The teen was charged with attempted first-degree murder, according to a news release from the Aurora Police Department. His identity is not being released due to his age. Bill reforms put into action by some lawmakers across the country has had an adverse effect in California with the recent smash and grab gangs looting California stores. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced there will be greater police presence around highly trafficked shopping malls after a series of mass thefts throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On your mind, going to be at the Northern Ag Expo on November 30th and December 1st. Jot that on your calendar. I always say Firth. I don't know why I say that. It's ST, Scott, so I don't know why I added a TH there, but it's November 30th and December 1st. Used to be, but my dad always used to say fall. Like, no, Dad, it's fault. He didn't like to be corrected either, but I feel like I've slipped into my dad's habits here. Make sure you stop by our booth because our friends at Red Wing Shoes Fargo, for ultimate durability, have some just awesome I Stand for the Flag caps ready to go for you. Just tell us, hey, I stand for the flag at our booth, and we flip you a cap, so it's kind of fun. November 30th, December 1st, at the Fargo Dome in the Northern Ag Expo. Okay, our guest from here on decided he was going to go with dark meat. So we kind of have a route going now, 4-1, a dark meat to white meat, and I'm very disappointed in that. I'm going to go down to Sioux County next. And Frank. Frank, I'm rooting for white meat to win here, so help me out, would you?
White meat for the meal, dark meat for the leftovers later.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Wow.
So do we give him one of each, another Biden voter here, or what do we do, guys? You had to pick your favorite, Frank.
He's got a good point.
You only get one.
I think you got to go with dinner, though. You got to go with leftovers don't count.
If you had to pick one, what's your favorite? Pick one.
For the Thanksgiving meal itself.
Thanksgiving meal.
White meat, yeah, definitely.
White meat. Thank you. How's things in Sioux County today?
Getting blustery.
Is it? Yeah, the wind's blowing. It's a little chilly out there. All right. Thanks for the call, Frank.
After yesterday, everything is blustery.
Well, yeah. What happened yesterday?
57 degrees and no wind.
Yeah, you don't get many of those, do you, in November?
Nope, you don't. Thankful we do.
Were you counting your blessings?
Every day.
There you go. Good idea. You know, my wrote a column for the Thanksgiving weekend. I'm a little challenged in the writing department. You know, I talk for a living, but every once in a while I get the opportunity to do a 500-word column every week. It's in the Forum newspapers, Dickinson and Jamestown and Grand Forks and Fargo. And it was all about what I'm most thankful for, and you know what it was? Yeah. Obviously, I married up. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, there you go.
I can relate.
I have three kids that are just, I mean, they're right out of Central Casting perfect. You know, I mean, just unbelievable. They're just amazing, okay? And, nobody turns in the radio to hear somebody else bragging about their kids. What I put in the column is just how it is not work to come in here every day and have a conversation like we're having with these listeners. I mean, it is, whether it's calling, emailing, texting, interacting. We're at, you know, the Elks Club in Bismarck for an event. We're, you know, wherever we are. Yesterday at NDSU. It's just awesome. It is just the joy of my life to be able to interact with this What's On Your Mind family. It really is. And do not take for granted the wisdom you have, the humility you have, but yet the incredible gift of just being who you are and not being afraid to, in that North Dakota way, that Northern Plains way, just bring it. It's just so awesome. It really is. This isn't work. It's a lot of fun to be with you day in and day out. Truly thankful for the great What's On Your Mind audience. Jim and Minot. Survey says...
we're going to go with white meat, but it has to be smoked.
Oh, smoked. So you're not doing the turkey fryer like Kev. You're putting it in the Traeger.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, brine it overnight and put it in the Traeger. It's pretty darn good.
Oh, you bet. That's my favorite at the Renaissance Festival, those smoked turkey legs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
We have a Traeger. Gina Russell sold it to me. Remember when Gina Russell was selling Traegers out there in Bismarck? And great gift from TJ and Gina Russell. And I love it. I've become kind of a big fan of smoking. When you take the time to do it, you're not rushed. Do it right. There's nothing like it, is there, Jim?
No, that's the way it is. When you started talking about Aaron Tippin and the Oak Ridge Boys, you know, I had the chance to have dinner with Aaron Tippin over in Sydney, Montana, an air show. And then also I got the pleasure of driving Randy Owen and Jeff Cook from the backstage at the Minot State, at the North Dakota State Fair to their hotel because the limo didn't show up. And I had an old 76 rusted out Chevrolet pickup that looked pretty tough, but they
Is that great?
It was fun.
Oh my gosh! So how's Aaron Tippin? Straight up guy. Aaron, when you're hanging out with
him, he's a great guy. And a good pilot.
He's a pilot. Wow.
Yeah, he flies quite a bit. Yeah.
We're gonna try and track him down when he's in the neighborhood, since we enjoy playing Aaron Tippin to begin every What's On Your Mind. Thank you, Jim. Nice chatting with you, Todd. You keeping track of the numbers here? We're into double digits now. I think.
Starting to run out of fingers and toes, but
we got to get the emailers in here too. Doc in Rockerville, where the heck is Rockerville anyway, Doc?
Rockerville's just it's an old gold camp, a little bit west of Rapid City. It's kind of a neat place up there. Yep.
Beautiful.
My vote is I'm going with that smoked turkey too. We used to put the turkey bird there on a wood fire. And we'd crumple up some hickory bark and get it wet and let it smoke like that. And then the leftovers would be smoked white meat turkey salad sandwiches for a week. Now, hard to beat that. We're going with white meat. Yep.
Very hard to beat. Very hard to beat.
Oh, man, if you can get that shag bark hickory, you're going to have neighbors coming over looking over the fence at you. Now, it'll happen. Now, I got two questions.
Before you get to your questions, is it white meat or dark meat, Doc?
It'd be white meat.
All right. Just checking. Now we got a dead heat. Kind of nice. I like this. Your questions. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, the first question is, how much actual power does Basement Biden have over the oil companies? And I'm kind of curious why the guy who owns Keystone XL just doesn't stand up for the American people and turn that pipeline back on anyway, and then once Joe figures out that Americans are enjoying energy independence again, we'll see what he has to say about it, and it'll be him against the American people. How about that for a question?
Well, those are good questions. Let me do my best here. Related to how much power Biden has over the oil and gas companies, he has a pen, and on day one he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. It crosses international lines, so therefore he has more power than he would on another pipeline, because another pipeline would have, for instance, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, so there'd be a little bit of Biden influence there, but that's only on water crossings. Otherwise, it's state by state. Otherwise, he would shut them down. He's trying on line four right now as well. So there is some power, but not end-all power. But the Keystone XL pipeline is owned by TransCanada. They're a Canadian company. Let me translate that for you, Doc. They're woke. So they're not going to defy the President of the United States. and it's a big corporation that owns it. So the more corporate you are, the more woke you are. I'm just saying, there you go. I think the main thing on Keystone XL's, you know, is the symbolism of shutting down a pipeline. I don't think that pipeline in and of itself, because it's mainly Canadian tar sands crude coming down. They talked about having an on-ramp for Bakken crude as it traveled through Montana. But we have the DAPL pipeline now, the Dakota Access Pipeline, which has takeaway capacity of fully one-half of the production of oil in North Dakota alone, and is being expanded to take up to 1 million barrels a day. Pretty extraordinary. So the Keystone XL pipeline is not as big a deal, but it just is very symbol. It's a very good symbol of how they think of pipelines in the Biden administration. That's question one's answer. Question two, how much power do they have? Well, day one, he put a moratorium on federal lands, which is fully one-fourth. In other words, he said he took federal lands off limits for oil and gas production, which is one-fourth of the landmass of oil production in the United States of America. So this is what really irritates me, Doc. And I don't think even North Dakotans, who probably know oil and gas development being the second, maybe now third biggest oil producer, because again, you have companies that are choosing not to pull oil out of the ground because they don't have a solution for the gas, which is, you know, again, a self-inflicted wound in North Dakota because we have gas capture regulations. And there's a lot of companies, even if the gas capture regulations weren't there, because they, too, are afraid of their own shadow and say, well, I don't want people mad at us, and so we got to be careful about the flaring, so therefore we'll stop. Literally, it's like saying, you know what, let's cap the $100 bills. Let's keep it in the ground because we're worried about losing $1 bills. Now, everybody wants a solution for gas, which is why it is fantastic that we now have one on the table, thanks to the last special session, to bring North Dakota natural gas from western North Dakota to eastern North Dakota. But Biden's power is in the pen, and he's used it, and he took one quarter of the U.S. supply. And then when his Secretary of Energy gets asked, hey, what are you going to do to increase American supplies? She goes, ha, 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 ha. She cackles like some kind of hyena and says, this is a cartel. This is a cartel. Yeah. Do they think we're that stupid? I guess they do. Yes. I guess they do.
Yeah. It's insulting to the United States of America, its citizens, its veterans, and those who are no longer with us defending these freedoms. It's an insult to us. We need to stand up to this basement Biden. We need to build fire under his butt. You know, that's just put a burner under Biden's butt. BBB. That's all I got to say.
I like that better than Build Back Broke. Yeah. BBB. Yeah. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the comment. Jennifer Granholm is the Secretary of Energy. She says a lot of stupid stuff. Like what, Kev?
Or maybe doesn't say anything.
There are various figures about this. I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
The Secretary of Energy
doesn't know
how many barrels of oil we burn on a daily basis.
I will tell her.
About 18 million is the answer.
Yeah, and so 50 million barrels released from the strategic petroleum reserve, which, by the way, if they want a strategic petroleum reserve, just give us federal lands back. Just say hey to Bakken in the great northern plains of the United States of America. That's our strategic reserve. Unleash it. The reason she, if she did know, didn't want to say it, is because it's very obvious it's a tinkle in the ocean. What they've released is a tinkle in the ocean, and oil prices ended up yesterday. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers.
And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience and a great pit stop coming to or from your Thanksgiving holiday. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience today. You travel to 994 Valley City, exit 292, Swedish Meatballs to Lasagna. Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna downtown, MP Avenue. Beef Steak Fritters in Glendon. Plus, today's the day you buy two fresh-baked cookies and get one free. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent ya. All right, let's see. We got a bunch of text piling up, so I'm going to update the tally here on white meat versus dark meat. Let's see here. Caucasian challenge thigh smothered in gravy is the best. Want to translate that for me, Kevin? What would Caucasian challenge thigh be?
Dark meat. Dark meat smothered in gravy.
Poor thing. White meat, Western North Dakota, Watford City, FJB, let's go, Brandon. Okay, they're getting a lot of votes in here. let's see. White meat for us, says another. Both. Another Biden voter trying to vote twice. Talking about carbon capture, has anyone talked about compensation for the landowner and how many miles Does it go under the ground? Kathy Nesbitt is my favorite source on that. It's trying to remember how many miles down. You know, like the oil in the shale, you go 2 miles down, a mile over. And I believe it's below that. I don't know. It's a good question. I feel like Jennifer Granholm here. Dark meat voter, there you go. Nice big North Dakota grown tenderloin steak. That's a good living. All right, second red meat voter there. I too like red meat. White meat stained by red cranberries next to it on the plate. All right, another white meat voter. Another red meat voter. I choose both white and dark meat. While we are still free and can still afford one, with all our money, the Democrats are blowing on crap. All right, there you go. Let's see here. Peggy in Riverdale's been waiting a while to weigh in. White or dark meat, Peggy?
Well, I'm for white meat, but my husband likes dark meat.
All right, that's two different family members, so that's fair. We got you voting on that. Peggy, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
I will.
All right, you take care. You got something else to tell us, Peggy, before we let you go?
Well, we're traveling on 83 down to Bismarck, and every once in a while we run into rain. Right now we're south of Wilton, and the roads look clear. So there is a little snow packed on the road going north and south. So people who are traveling, be a little bit careful and slow down when you hit some snow that's going across the road.
Got it. Beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be nice, but today's cool, slick, and as you say, some precip out there, too. So thanks, Peggy. Be careful on the roads. Ozembe, you're next on What's on Your Mind. White or dark meat?
Good morning, Mr. Hannett. You sound irritated this morning.
I sound irritated? I don't mean to be irritated.
We were talking about turkey today. I thought it was a conversation. Yeah, perhaps the cotton briefs will solve your irritation. Anyway, when we first came to this country, my wife had a very hard time with turkey cooking. It's so rare, a skilled veterinarian could have brought it back to life. So we solved our problem. We bring our traditional meal with us now. We bring zebra. So we have white meat and dark meat on the table for all to enjoy.
I hope that's a joke. You don't actually eat zebra, do you?
Oh, yes, it's very traditional in our country, Mr. Hammond.
What country is that, Ozembe?
Zimbabwe.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
See, now, horse meat's kind of a dog food thing here, isn't it? I mean,
No, zebra, yeah. Zebra's, yeah, there's a number of different things in Africa. Yeah.
Wow, wow.
Mr. Kevin, have you tried the zebra?
I have not tried it, but I've heard that it's actually quite good. Yeah, I have a number of friends that go on safari in Africa. I've had it.
Where did you hear that, Kevin? I thought I was the only one, my family and I.
No, Kevin's like an encyclopedia. He has vast knowledge.
I have hunting friends that go to Africa. Love it over there.
Yeah, yeah. Can you get zebra here anywhere, Ozembe?
No, we have it shipped in. Yes, have it shipped in.
For holidays. That's your traditional holiday meal.
Yes, yes. Zimbabwe also celebrates Thanksgiving, you know.
I hope so. That's fabulous.
Oh, yes.
You know, I learned something today.
Thanksgiving is a holiday for us.
There you go. I learned something today. That's why I love this program. I'm learning right along with you. Thanks, Ozembe. Appreciate it very much.
Try the cotton briefs, Mr. Hedden.
Yes, I got the joke. Cotton briefs. You know, tidy whitey. All right. Let's see here. Todd, you're keeping track, right? Because we're well into double digits here. Deanne and Bismarck, you're next with a vote.
All right, I'm going to go. I have to stick with the smoked turkey. I preference the white meat. This is my dad made a turkey on a smoker that he built probably 30-some years ago. We got the smoker he gave it to our family, so this is the first Thanksgiving that we're making a turkey on the smoker that my dad built. So pretty special day.
That is a special day. That's great, and you put us over the top with a lead for white meat right now, so that makes me happy, too, being it's my favorite. We have 8 white, 7 dark, and 2 red so far. How about that? Who's my mom?
All right, happy Thanksgiving, and let's go Brandon.
Okay, Deanne, speaking of let's go Brandon, Todd just informed me that you hit the magic number there. So congratulations. We have a let's go Brandon T-shirt for you, okay?
Awesome.
So hang on so we can get your address there in Bismarck. Send that off to you from our friends at NodakTees.com. Great. Let's go Brandon shirts and other goodies, too. Check them out at NodakTees. North Dakota made. We love that. Trevor in Bismarck, Mike in Burley County, and Dick Cheney's checking in from Mesa,
Arizona.
You see
the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.